So, Roger, did you see the article this week in the Chicago Tribune about Lakeshore Drive construction that's happening right now? They were digging up the streets, mm-hmm. and they turned up debris from the Great Chicago Fire.
Yeah, I remember seeing that. And at first I thought, wow, that's cool. But then I remember my Chicago history.
Right.
And that's landfill
right
there.
Exactly.
And that's where all the debris from the Chicago Fire was put. So there's a ton of that stuff underground along the lakefront there.
You would think some of it would break down a little bit more, but apparently not. Because, I mean, when I saw those pictures, it's charred, twisted wood. It's not like, I thought that would have broken down over 100 and some
years.
Well,
not necessarily. Well, first of all, it's compacted.
Yeah.
So there's not going to be, it's like finding fossilized bones and teeth
okay,
and
that's
stuff.
True. Yeah, that's right, because it's been treated
now. You know, it's compact,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then it wasn't that long ago. It was long ago, but it wasn't that long ago. And the stuff had been fired already, so any of the chemicals
yeah
that may have been in the wood products had been burned off.
It's been 150 years, though.
Well, yeah, but still, I can understand
yeah
how it still turned up. Now, if they had, found things completely intact, like a full desk that never got burned or something, you had dump trucks dumping that stuff there.
Right.
So a lot of stuff got busted up and spread out, and I'm sure they had bulldozers in there. But I'd love to. I guess you can't do it with a metal detector, but I'd love to go scavenging along the lakefront there and dig down and see what the heck's there.
Well, the Illinois Department of Transportation, final stages of this two-year, $134 million reconstruction of ramps connecting I-55 and Lakeshore Drive. Workers drilling holes for new pillars on the east side of the lake this year and last year turned up bricks, wooden timbers, and ash from the fire that mm-hmm. destroyed the city October 1871. Workers also found a concrete stairway of unknown age and origin, which is always spooky when you see or hear that stuff. No historical preservationists needed to be called in, because usually they do that when they find something unusual, mm-hmm. as fire debris was commonly used as landfill. That's how Grant Park was made, but that's part of
that's
how
right.
Lincoln Park, I think, even some this was Lincoln
well,
Park
let,
as well,
let
right?
me, I found this from Shoreline History
okay.
Repositories. This is someone's paper.
Mm-hmm.
In the span of 75 years, Chicago, specifically along Lake Michigan, because it used to be the lakefront there used to look like the Indiana Dunes originally.
Right, right. Yeah.
So, and that's where, according to several articles that I've read, that's where a lot of the Indian tribes in the area would settle, because it was along the lakefront and it was very habitable. Let's see here.
Lincoln Park was expanded in the 1880s.
Right.
And was part of the 1909 plan of Chicago as well that, it was recommended to use landfill to bring these offshore islands
mm-hmm.
together.
Exactly.
And Northerly Island's the only one that was built that way.
And a couple of things. Here's a question.
Yeah.
And if you get the answer, what's on the prize package, Joey? What can we give our caller?
What's in there?
What's the loose spot always there?
Yeah, okay. All right. So South Lakeshore Drive was completed in 1930.
Okay.
The two northbound lanes were named after someone, and the two southbound lanes were named after someone. Two different people. Again, this is South Lakeshore Drive. The northbound lanes named after one person. Southbound lanes named after another person. I never knew this.
What is it?
Tell Northbound us. Lanes?
Yeah.
Leif Erikson, or Leif Erikson, if you will.
Huh.
And the southbound lanes, Christopher Columbus.
Oh.
I never knew that.
Wow. So Leif Garrett
mm-hmm.
and... of Leif Garrett.
No, not the singer.
Oh, okay.
Leif Erikson.
All right.
The explorer.
All right.
And the other explorer, Chris Columbus.
That's cool.
You know, the guy who does movies, Chris Columbus?
No. Yeah, Chris. Yeah, let's just make this up. I like
but
that.
But I'm looking at that. I never knew that as I'm going down. And you're right. Not only it was the Chicago fire, but there was other landfill brought in from other parts of the city as the city started to expand. They would just take all the dirt and stuff and throw it along the lakefront and fill it all in.
Now, let me ask you this.
Okay.
Before we go to news here. There was about 8 to 10 buildings that survived the Great Chicago Fire, mm-hmm. and that was it. And there's some obvious ones. Which ones are the obvious ones that survived the Great Chicago Fire?
Well, the water tower. Water the pumping tower, station.
And the pumping
actually.
Station across right. the street, right?
Right.
St. Ignatius College Prep survived.
Okay.
So that's an original building. St. Michael's Church in Old Town. Survived,
mm-hmm.
which is also surprising. Police Constable Bellingard's College on North Hudson Street survived. St. Michael's Church, here's some facts here. St. Michael's Church and the pumping station were both gutted in the fire, but their exteriors survived because they were built so well.
Right.
And they were rebuilt using the surviving walls. Additionally, through the inhabitable portions of the building, the bell tower of St. James Cathedral survived the fire and was incorporated into the rebuilt church. The stones near the top of the tower are still blackened today from soot and smoke.
Well, they never fixed.
And no. And then there are a couple of wooden cottages on North Cleveland Avenue that are still standing today.
And there's a reason why you're saying north side,
yeah.
you know, north.
Right, right.
Is because the fire started south
yeah.
and went through what we call today the loop area,
right.
and jumped the river. People were escaping north over the bridges on the river. The wind shifted, and the fire jumped the river across the bridges and other structures that were on either side of the river.
Which is amazing.
And that's where it continued to go north until the weather changed,
yeah.
and the fire basically stopped, basically because of the change in the weather. And that's why a lot of stuff further north, there's some sort of demarcation line where stuff just north of where the fire ended, that's still all okay. And as you mentioned, some of the stronger stone structures still kind of made it, even though they were part of within the fire area. It's an amazing study of the city Chicago fire. It's that and the London fire. I've always been intrigued by the two.
Yeah, yeah. And it's just amazing that still today we're digging up pieces and parts of something that happened almost 100 years
ago. I think some of my
ago.
Old school papers are still buried under there.
Nice, nice.